This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What we are witnessing today is a second Jahiliyyah, a more sophisticated Jahiliyyah. We are in a technological age. We are not riding camels, we are flying on planes. We are not living in the deserts, we are living in concrete jungles. But our behavior, our values, our attitudes, our actions, they have very little difference to what was prevalent in the time of that first Jahiliyyah. One scholar so beautifully says, half the world is in oppression, the other half is in depression. That's why we say it's a second Jahiliyyah. There are different storms that have engulfed us, emotional storms. How many humans you find who are sad and depressed? Psychological storms. How many more people these days are suffering from anxiety, suffering from fear? Physical storms. How much of violence and oppression? When you hear those stories about the plight of the Rohingya, you say, Ya Allah, how can one man do this to another? Forget Muslim or non-Muslim. How can you expect a man to leave everything that he owns and to walk with his children and his parents on his back, pass and through a river, and live in what we cannot even call a tent, and exist in a place where feces are flowing, where disease is the name of the day, where they don't know where the next meal or the next medication is going to come from? How can one human do that to another? I think that in this Jahiliyyah in many ways is worse than that Jahiliyyah. I think the Arabs of the Arabian Peninsula had more mercy than some humans have today. But when Rahmatul Lil Alameen came, in only 23 years, it transformed the situation. Although the Nabi of Allah has left us never to return, he's left behind his legacy of being a mercy unto humanity. If we tap into that mercy, and if we then take that mercy and make it part of our lives and our conduct, and then go on to spread it through humanity, we can see another transformation, like the Arabian Peninsula saw a transformation. But start first at home. Today our homes have become like hotels. You share the same roof, you eat the same food, but emotionally you're totally distant and disconnected from each other. You know, when you stay in a hotel, the person in the next door room is under the same roof, eating the same food in the dining room, but you don't even know each other. Today, if husband and wife are sitting on a bed, if the husband wants to make his wife laugh, he must send her a WhatsApp. They're sitting on the same bed, 30 seconds next to each other, but they're so technologically immersed in this device that if they want to make each other laugh, because if he's to say the joke, she'll say, what you said? So he'd rather send her the WhatsApp and she'll read it, then she'll laugh some 35 seconds later. So we need to tap into the mercy of Rahmatul Lil Alameen, bring it back into our homes, bring it back into our lives, then take it to humanity, spread it far and wide. When you look at that caption as mercy unto humanity, don't only think of the Nabi of Allah in those times, think of the teachings that he left us, which we need to then put into our own lives and spread throughout the four corners of the globe.